The chair of the Heart of the Southwest LEP, Tim Jones, has to cope with the extremes of rural remoteness in parts of Devon and Somerset on the one hand, and the densely populated urban areas of Plymouth and Torbay on the other. He says his LEP area works because there is a coalition of the willing. He spoke to Christopher Slade about how the LEP came about.
Government have come up with this great notion they needed to replace the regional development agencies with something. They spotted that there was a gap between Whitehall and local government. They've also recognised that they have very little opportunity to engage with the private sector. And I think they now have invested their time and now some money, thankfully, into local enterprise partnerships as being that bridgehead.
Isn't one of the issues of the South West that the region itself is so different? You know, Bristol, Penzance, they're totally different places in a way and with different demands. And you're known for sitting on a lot of these bodies as well, Tim, particularly in Devon and Cornwall. Are there just not too many of these agencies and that the issue of the South West is just too diverse to have one voice?
Well, if you wind back 10 years, there was an audit of the number of business organisations around, and I think when it topped over 100, we all wrung our hands in despair and said, this is just ridiculous, we need to find some way of consolidating it. Now, the diversity issue is one that's really challenging. My particular area is now classified as the most diverse LEP in the country. Why? Because we have extreme rurality versus a big city like Plymouth, 255,000 population, and enormous variations in relative GDP. But we manage. A coalition of the willing in terms of partnership working is what we've managed to achieve, but crucially, as part of that relationship, we engage with business. And I think now we've been able to show that there is an urban agenda, there's a rural agenda, and if you put those two things together, then you can start getting local added value. And I think that's been the trick that we've managed to prove.
Well, have you proved it? I mean, it's early days, isn't it? What successes have you had?
We're not going to be walking around saying we've created 4,121 jobs. We are very much there to be the catalyst behind the scenes to give local ownership to successful projects. But we have been successful. Undoubtedly, the partnerships that we're building with the private sector have been a key component of that, and there's plenty of evidence of that. We've been very successful with programmes like the broadband rollout, which is absolutely essential. If you look at any business survey that we conduct, right at the top of their list is give us some broadband and we can then trade nationally, internationally. So that's been a great success. And I think we can probably modestly put our hand up and say it's been the LEP's role that has persuaded government that the A30, A303 dualling, which is a massive investment, is now something that they're going to take very seriously and is a national top 10 list. All of those things are very good. If you look at more local level stuff, Hinckley is the one that probably we've invested the most time on. We haven't quite got to the green light on that yet, but if you look behind Hinckley and see the infrastructure we've set up for opportunities for local supply chain development that surround that project, then I think you will see that we're putting the building blocks in place that really are going to sustain our local economy. And I keep using that word local because this is what it's all about.
You're someone from the private sector. Do you despair when you end up talking to politicians who have perhaps no knowledge of business?
The engagement we've had with Whitehall, and we still have this unenviable position of being the most centralised country in Western Europe in terms of government control, has been very difficult. And the language that government use and the language of business use are still a mile apart. Going into meetings with government officials and hearing lots of acronyms that nobody understands is just a small and trivial example of that. But there is a small chink of blue light at the end of that tunnel, certainly in terms of our ministerial contacts. We're now being asked to contribute to make sure that the business part of the debate is understood. I was intrigued, amused, perhaps is a better word, going into Department of Community Local Government last week and found that almost all the senior officials have been sent on a business awareness course. I think that the light is beginning to dawn at Whitehall that you can't run a successful regional economy unless you understand how business works. And I think, again, the LEP is part of that bridgehead of making sure that those business views are fully understood.
So you don't think the LEP that you're involved in is going to be closed down in a few years as yet another failed business organisation in the South West?
We're not in the business of speculating as to whether we're going to be here for 5, 15, 20 years, whatever it is. We do know that there is no other game in town. We do know that it's cross-party. There's been quite good discussions with all parties about where regional, local development should take place. And I think the LEPs have now got a pretty solid position in that. The fact is, we will be proved against whether we achieve results results on the ground, and I want the business voice to vote with its feet. If they don't think the LEPs are doing the job, then we failed. This is about business engagement. It's business-led, business engagement and the business success. If we don't get that bit right, then we haven't done the job that we're here for. For the first time in my working career, we've really got a chance of making some influence at Whitehall level. And my absolutely clear mandate is that if I hear from the grassroots what opinions are from local businesses, I will convey that verbatim to ministers to make sure that they are listening. We need to be clear about messages, and we need to keep single messages going. So it's not about having multiple agendas. We need to have a clear strategy. 5 or 6 absolutely clear points, I think, are crucial if we're going to really get our messages across. And it's interesting, if you look at the debate we've had around the A30, A303, we've kept that really simple. This is a deliverable project. It can be on the ground in a couple of years' time. All of those things start to make sense at a Whitehall level.